from Sweetest Friend. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Yesod of the Rash, and that is that the Tosefta says that if you have two mikvahs of 40 sa'i each, and then a person was toivo, and one mikvah is kosher and one mikvah is ma'im shuvim, and a person has a tumah chamura and he was toivo in both mikvahs, he's tar. But if a person had tumah kala and he's toivo in both mikvahs, then it's a suffix. What's the suffix? The suffix is that maybe the second mikveh that he went into was sha'uv and ma'im sh'uv and ma'im atami midrabanan. So why are we more machmir on tumah kala and tumah chamura? Because when it comes to tumah chamura, you know that he's out of his chazaka, he had a cheskas tumah, and now you know that it changed because one of the mikvehs he went into was kasher, and so this chazaka is out, the chazaka is gone, you know that it changed. Whereas when it comes to Tomakala, you never know that the person left their chazakah because the person had a chazkas Tomakala, and now the second mikvah they went to might have been Mayim Shuvim, which is Mitami the person. So therefore, you never have any vados that the person went out of their chazakah, so they remain with their chazkas Toma. That is, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous shir. And then we saw from the three achronim that klal from here, that if a person doesn't maise to become Torah d'oraisa or mesupik if they work the Rabbanan, like a woman was tovelis and she's mesupik if she had a miur makbid, that's chotzitz the Rabbanan, we're not mamad her in her original chazaka ayah cheskas tuma, since d'oraisa she's definitely tahara betvila zu. So shuv, since she's d'oraisa, okay, so shuv gam legabe ad Rabbanan, we're not mamad in her cheskas tuma. You know there was a change d'oraisa, so the Rabbanan you're not mamad in her cheskas tuma, and she's tahara midin safik the Rabbanan lekula. And the explanation is that what's the inyan of chazaka de meikara? The word machriya, that since until now is a certain way, it remains this way. But once you see that this woman, you know about this woman, you know she changed, you know d'oraisa, she's no longer tumeya. And the only safik is d'rabbanan, you go safik d'rabbanan l'kula. And then we said, according to this, it's d'avar nifla. This is all she was tumeya d'oraisa, she was tumeya d'rabbanan. And then you had a safik, she went in, and you had a safik if there was a mira makbid, she's going to remain tumeya. Because she remains with her cheskas tuma. Because here you don't know that there was a change. Only you know there was a change. You say there was a change all around, and there's no chazak anymore. But here you never know there was a change because she was tamei mid rabbanan. Now she has a mira makbid like in a kesem, and then she has a mira makbid which is the rabbanan. So you have a suffix on the mira makbid. So since you don't know that the chazak changed, she remains tamei. So we find even more than this. Now we're continuing onwards, based again on the Torah of Mor Rabbi Gaon Vilna Rabbi Chaim Meir Horowitz in the Ma'arit. Ma'arit in the Tshuvos in Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph talks about a ketana. That she was miskadeshes b'kedushin d'rabbanan, and were mesupik. Was she gedol all the time? Was she not gedol all the time? And now she wants to miun. Now she wants to refuse this kedushin d'rabbanan, which might have been a kedushin d'rabbanan. And if she's a gedol, she can't do miun anymore. Her mother married her off. Her brothers married her off. She can do miun still if she was really married as a ketana. But you don't know if when she did, if she was a ketana or not. So Marit says, don't say that you're going to be mamid her linyan d'oraisa kol cheskas pinuya. Why not? Says the Ma'arit, because the Chol HaPachos, there was Kedushin D'Rabbanan here. And you just want to change the Kedushin D'Rabbanan with Miyun? No. She's a Cheskas Isser. Or Misafik, you're going to come to Imatir with Miyun? No, Alta Tirena Misafik. Because this is Safik Shel Torah. Maybe when she was Miskadeshes, she was already Gedola. And the Kedushin Achal Medaraisa. So since now you know that there was a Kedushin D'Rabbanan, you can't say that she has her cheskas pinuya midoraisa. You know there was a kedushin at least derabbanan. Since you know there was at least a kedushin derabbanan, you can't be mamid in her cheskas pinuya midoraisa. Because midoraisa, we know she had a cheskas pinuya. But that changed now because now she is a vade at least kedushin derabbanan. So you can't be mati her anymore with miyun. And the Sheish Maitzeh doesn't really understand what's going on over here. And Shemaitz above Paragil Ches. He says, what does Kedushin Rabbanan have to do with Torah? Just because she's Mikudeshes to Rabbanan doesn't mean that she has a Cheskas Pinuya Lin D'Oraisa. Lin D'Oraisa, she's a Pinuya. Lin D'Rabbanan, we have a Suffolk. So let's go with the Cheskas Pinuya Midoraisa. And as far as the Rabbanan goes, Sveka Lukula, and let her do Miyun. Because Midoraisa, she has her Cheskas Pinuya. Midoraisa, we never knew that she was, that she changed her out of her status of being a Pinuya. Maybe when she got married, she was the Rabbanan only married. So how's the Ma'arit going to defend himself? This Pashat Achilik between Kedushay Torah and Kedushay Rabbanan. So Bibir Divri HaMa'arit, it would appear the Ma'arit holds like the Rash that we learned. that if there's a vada yeshinui from what was, shuv galam mesupik lo shaych lamita chazkasa, she loses her chazaka even on what's mesupik. That's what did we say before? We say that the inyan of chazaka demeikari is we're machriya, that since until now it hasn't changed. It remains that way. We know it was until now it was a certain way, and now we have a suffix, so we keep it as it was. Thus, mind chazaka made the meikara. But what do we say? We said that if we know that there was a change, so all bets off. So, if this, in the case of the mikvah, the person did a ma'isa to be matar himself from the tumah chamura. So that means that even legabe the derabanan, there's no cheskes tum anymore, because you know that things changed. You know that the person's no longer tami d'oraisa. So don't say, but maybe the person went into the second mikvah, the shelf mikvah second, and now the person's tami d'rabanan. For that, there's no chazaka. That's purely a safek and sveka l'kula. So if a person does a ma'isa that you know works d'oraisa, that effectively removes any chazaka, and now our only suffix is where are we standing with the derabbanan? We say suffix derabbanan lekula. There's a suffix of ni'ira makbid. Is it chotzeitz or not? So we're not mamid in our chazaka kamaisa the cheskes tuma, because midoraisa we know that she's definitely tahor with this tefila. So shuv legabe derabbanan. Also, we're not mamid in our cheskes tuma, and she's tahor. We need suffix derabbanan lekula. So here also, what would the Ma'arid say? The Ma'arid would say that like the Rash, that in our case, what happened to this girl? So her Masupik, when she got married, she was 12 or 13. But we know that something changed here. What changed? She's Bevadei Mikudeshes Derabbanan. So once we know that there's a change, so all bets off. We don't look into the past anymore. Just like before we said that we know that she's the person's Tar Midaraisa, or she's Tar Midaraisa, it's a man or a woman. We know the person's Tar Daraisa, and we only have a Shaila about a Derabbanan, so we don't go with the Chazaka Meikar of Tum anymore, because we know that the Chazaka changed. It's not like it was. So too, if a person, we know that it changed on a derabbanan, before we know it changed on a daraisa level, but here we know that it changed on a derabbanan level. If you know that it changed on a derabbanan level, all bets off. We don't look to the past anymore. There are no longer any chazakas. And we say it as well, on a daraisa level, you can't be mamid on the chazaka, because you know that midrabanan, things changed. Once you know midrabanan that things changed, so you don't look into the past anymore, you don't look chazakas anymore. Before it meant that in the previous case of an isha shetavla and she's misupekas, maybe she had a mira makbet shechotzeitz, so we're not mamid in her original chazaka, an original cheskes tuma, since the iraisa, she was definitely tahir with this tevila. We don't shuv legabe derabanan, we're not mamid in her cheskes tuma, and she's tahir midin safik derabanan lekula, because we know that there was a change. So we don't worry, we don't pay any attention to the past anymore, what was, chazakas are off. So to hear about the cheskes pinuya d'oraisa, since you know that something changed from the past, that she's now mikudeshes at least d'rabanan, so all bets off, even on the d'oraisa. She no longer has her cheskes pinuya d'oraisa anymore, because you know that there was a change, at least on a d'rabanan level, so that makes her lose her cheskes pinuya d'oraisa as well. Because you can't say, let's be mamid kamif kamosha haya, because you know it's not kamosha haya anymore, at least in a derabbanan level, and that's also must be in the daraisa. Just like before we said, when we know she's tar midaraisa, it's also must be in the derabbanan level, that the person's becoming totally tar. And don't say, But maybe Midrabbanan the person never became tahar because there was a Mira Makvid, and we stay with the Chazaka. Mapitom. Once the person was Nitar, Midaraisa, so you know that there was a change. Once you know that there was a change, so there's no longer a Midrabbanan here either. See, here also, you know there was a change. She's Mekudeshes Midrabbanan. So, Mele, you don't pay any attention to Cheskas Pinuyah Daraisa either. Because you know that there was a change, so all Chazak is off. And we have a Safek. So we have to be Mesupak that even Michelle Torah, she was Mekudeshes, that she was Mekudeshes as a Gedola. Because you know that things change. You can't be Mamed on the Chazak of the Meikar Becheskes Pnuya. Because you know things change. She's at least Mekudeshes Darabanan. And therefore, once you know things change, now we still have a Safek about the Doraisa. Did things change Doraisa or did they not? And we have to be Machmer since it's Doraisa. So since Midrabbanan, her Cheskas Pinuy definitely changed, Gam Legabe Doraisa, you can't be Mamed in her Chazak. So now that we got here, let's go back to the Rebbe Kiva Eger, who says, Shebinis Arev Yavish Be Yavish, that's in the first year. From the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Zok the Rebbe Kiva Eger, Shebinis Arev Yavish Be Yavish, Min Be'eno Mino. So if you have two dry foods, a whole pot of dry foods, and then an unkosher piece fell in, it's min be'eno mino, and now it was spilled out, part of it was spilled out, and you don't know the ratio anymore, and our mesupik, was there 60 or not? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? Rabbi Akiva says, Aser. Because we're mamad the Yisra al Cheskasa. How are we mamad the Yisra al Cheskasa? This piece that fell in, we know is Aser. Since this piece that fell in, we know is Aser. So we can't be mamad in it. We have to be mamad in this on the Chazaka. So what do we say? We said when it's lach, so then we said, yeah, but there's also a cheskes heter here. So the cheskes heter beats the cheskes iser. But when it's yavish be yavish, min b'shein omino, the Torah is asur misafik. Because there the cheskes heter of yavish be yavish doesn't help. Because the heter never turned into Isser in the first place, because there's no union of tam. The only reason that there's unit shishim is gzera shem yavol avashlam. Aval ala Isser, yesh cheskes Isser. So you can't say that the cheskes heter is going to be the cheskes Isser. And it's going to remain mutter. And the heter isn't going to turn into Isser, because the heter never turned into Isser. You can only say that in the case of lach belach. There we say that if a little bit of iser fell in, and you don't know if the heter was transformed into iser because you don't know if it was 60 or not, assume that the heter stayed heter, and we're going to go with the cheskes heter. Because just like there's a cheskes iser for the iser that fell, there's a cheskes heter for the tarovus that was mutter until now. So mikach chazaka, we're going to be machweir that the heter didn't become aser. So chazaka against the chazaka, we're making a drabana. But if the shaila isn't about the heter becoming aser, you know the heter was heter, you know the heter remained heter, but you still need 60. Why? Shema yavol avashlam. So this aser isn't going to be batal because it has a cheskes aser, and you never had an indication that the cheskes aser became batal because you never knew that there was 60 kinegated. That was the word of Rabbi Akiva Eger that we saw at length in the previous shir. So if what we're saying is correct, so it emerges that according to the Rash and the Ma'arit, so Rabbi Akiva Eger is not correct. Because there's no cheskas iser on this piece of iser that fell in. Why? because Men HaTorah was definitely Batal Barov. Oh, you know there was a change, so Gam Linyan DeRabbanan, that you need 60 Levatlo, you can't be Mamid the Yisrael Cheskaso, and Memeli, you have a Suffolk DeRabbanan, you go Lekula. Since you know that Doraisa was changed because it was Batal Barov, so now even DeRabbanan it loses its Chazakah. So this is stage two of our journey, and this is like very deep stuff, so we don't want to put it all in one shot, to put too much on your plate at once. So Mir Tashem, I'm hoping God should give us a life and Simchas Chaim, and we should be zocha in the next shir to continue on and continue seeing Neflos Mitaras Hashem and Besimcha B'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.